This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Taliban have begun entering Kabul, Afghanistan, from all sides, according to reports quoting Afghan government officials and eyewitnesses. This follows a week of rapid territorial gains by the Taliban, who have been largely met with surrender or retreat by Afghan forces. A Taliban official told Reuters news agency, quote, "We don't want a single innocent Afghan civilian to be injured or killed as we take charge, but we have not declared a ceasefire." Reuters also quotes Taliban as saying they do not plan to take revenge on anyone, but that all who have served the government and the military will be forgiven. Reuters adds that a Taliban spokesman called on Afghan civilians to remain in the country and not leave due to fear. U.S. helicopters are reported, meanwhile, to have landed at the American embassy in Kabul. And President Ashraf Ghani's chief of staff, Madan Beck, has tweeted, "Don't panic. Kabul is safe." U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday authorized another 1,000 troops in addition to the 3,000 ordered earlier last week to go to Afghanistan to assist in the evacuation of U.S. personnel and other allies from Kabul. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has blamed the losses over the past week on the sudden withdrawal of U.S.-led troops. But President Biden on Saturday defended his decision to withdraw, arguing that Afghan government forces had to fight back against the Taliban. In a statement aimed at the Taliban on Saturday, President Biden said any action that puts the U.S. mission at risk will be met with what he called a swift and strong military response. And you can keep up with our coverage of Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.